There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
ES Audio.
Hello, I'm Mark Blunden, and this is the Evening Standard's Tech and Science Daily. Coming up, are we one step closer to a Brit coin? But first, the Pentagon is investigating if a suspected Chinese spy balloon shot down off South Carolina's coast was carrying dangerous materials, including battery components and even explosives. The device was over 200 feet tall, that's as high as a 20-story building, and potentially weighed nearly half a ton. The US military's decision to shoot it down over sea instead of land was said to be fueled by fears it could have contained some kind of ordnance. An irked Beijing maintains it was a weather monitoring balloon blown off course, but the Americans aren't buying it. Now, in a briefing, the Pentagon says Navy divers continue to scoop up the debris about 6 nautical miles off the US coast, much of which has already sunk to the seabed. Now, could a Brit coin soon be available? Well, the Bank of England and the Treasury have launched a consultation into minting a British digital pound.
It's not supposed to operate like Bitcoin. It's not supposed to be a cryptocurrency whose value fluctuates massively day to day. Instead, it will behave a bit more like a stable coin whose asset value is pegged to the value of another asset, in this case, to the value of the pound.
That's the Evening Standard's tech reporter, Simon Hunt, who talks about its possible use case.
So the Bank of England says the user experience for the digital pound will be virtually identical to making payments online today. So it could be used for things like buying stuff off Amazon or Facebook Marketplace using a smartphone. Where it will differ, though, is the bank says it can't be used to earn interest, and at least initially there'll be limits on how much each individual can own.
And Simon went on to explain, in that case, why the bank might be interested in Britcoin.
One of the motivations behind this is the bank might be concerned about the power of big tech. If the bank doesn't create its own digital currency, a big tech company could come in and create its own stablecoin, which could become the most popular form of digital currency, which the bank would have no control over. If that went wrong, that could cause shockwaves to the value of the real pound, and that's something the bank want to avoid happening in the future.
It's just at the consultation process, but if a central bank-backed digital currency becomes a reality, the Treasury's suggesting we could see a digital pound by decade's end. Next, a survey by online safety organisation iAvengers finds 9% of parents say their child had been approached online by a stranger, and an even more worrying 37% of school-age youngsters reported this happening. At the same time, nearly a third of young respondents said they had been exposed to nasty comments online. The research marks Internet Safety Day on Tuesday, an annual event to keep everyone, especially children, more secure online. And it comes as a plethora of child tracking apps for parents hit the market, including Find My Kids for the Apple Watch. Now, online trickery and an artificial intelligence fake of World of Warcraft streamer Asmongold has understandably weirded out the Twitch gamer himself. Footage shows how worryingly realistic deepfake software can be. So could AI gamers soon have their own followings? And it demonstrates how eagle-eyed netizens need to be, because Asmongold says his AI knockoff replicates him with 100% accuracy. Meanwhile, move over ChatGPT, because Google's launched its own AI chatbot tool called Bard, which is currently being beta tested ahead of public launch. Now, vaping's touted in the UK as a somewhat safer alternative to smoking, but is it really? A study by Canada's McGill University found e-cigarettes actually cause significant changes in the cell and molecule makeup, which were exposed to fruit-flavoured vapours over a month. Researchers also found an increase in white blood cells. That's worrying, as it's the body's emergency system telling it to fight infection, such as inflammatory and autoimmune diseases. Let's go to the ads. Coming up, the strange sounds of the North and South Poles and the world's biggest dinosaur touches down at Heathrow Airport. Why not hit follow and give us a rating during the break?
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Welcome back. A resin replica of the remains of the biggest dinosaur ever to have roamed Earth has touched down at Heathrow Airport. And they're so big that two planes and 40 crates were needed for transport. The 115-foot-long Titanosaur skeleton cast was flown from Argentina for a new show at London's Natural History Museum and weighs a mega 65 tonnes, which is four times heavier than the museum's beloved Dippy the Diplodocus. Titanosaurs were the last great group of sauropod dinosaurs before the Cretaceous-Paleogene extinction event about 65 million years ago. The cast is based on fossilised bones found in Patagonia, and like other sauropods, Titanosaurs were herbivorous quadrupeds with long tails, long necks, and small heads. Now, that's the ethereal refrain of the humpback whale, revealed among polar sounds, captured in a new audio project. Scientists from Germany's Helmholtz Institute for Functional Marine Biodiversity at the University of Oldenburg have been using underwater microphones to record the otherworldly sounds of creatures and vast icebergs around the North and South Poles. And finally, researchers found that playing a round of golf is one of the best ways to keep the heart healthy after retirement. A study by scientists at the University of Eastern Finland of keen golfers aged over 65 found the 3.7-mile walk around the course offered benefits similar to undertaking the same distance while doing Nordic walking. In fact, using monitors to measure body rhythms, they concluded it was golf that was shown to be effective at controlling cholesterol, blood pressure, and blood sugar levels. Why? Well, authors say golf's good for the heart as it involves stop-go, low to moderate intensity exercise, and strategy planning. You're up to date. Come back at 4 p.m. for the Leader podcast for the latest news and analysis from the Evening Standard. We'll be back tomorrow at 1. See you then.